were best kept at a safe distance, not made into a father-in-law. Bruiser turned onto a switchback and wound his way through a mountain pass. Beetle-infested evergreen forests covered this land, but right now he couldn't see more than a blurry green and brown smear out of side windows as he sped past, trailing a plume of travel grit behind his back tires. He was too stuck in the muck of what he'd agreed to. Arranged marriages for survival of the species had been normal a couple hundred years ago, but these days, it was more accepted to choose a mate. Human or shifter, it didn't much matter what the choice was, as long as it was for love. Love. Bruiser blasted a snort. He'd dumped himself back into the Dark Ages with this little arrangement. Brooke, Tegan's mate, waved to him as he drove through the Ashland Mobile Park. Her belly was round as a full moon with the cub she was carrying. Any day now, the Ash crew was going to have a little one. Warmth trickled from his fingers gripping the steering wheel to his work boot-clad heels resting on the floorboard. At least he hadn't missed Tegan's cub being born. He'd come back from Breckenridge as soon as he was able to get away, hoping he would be here for the birth. It wasn't every day a crew got a new cub, and this one was special. Shifters didn't breed easily. He gave her a smile and whistled as he rolled down.